Hello, by the way, after a long time, now I'm coming back to my voice channel. So today's topic, the attitude. Why the people have lots of attitude? Why? They think that they have lots of money, goods, stuff, and a lots of thing. All the people's whatever their status, they show a little, or we can say more, or in that little and more between, they show always attitude to them who they think that the people is lower than them. So why they show attitude? Why? This is like very bullshit thing about, because the people cannot have that actual attitude, by the way, because they cannot own it. They show us sometimes they have their own attitude, and sometimes they show us attitude because of that father's money and khandan monies and all that. So I can say that, but let's talk about more about it. I also saw some attitude, but after that I realized that this is nothing at all. This is nothing actually, because the life is about knowing yourself. If you show your attitude to lower than your status, then you don't have a humanity. You just feel yourself that you are superior at that area, and you are showing some attitude, then this is not correct at all. If you go to the Parliament of God, then how can you show your attitude, by the way? You can't. So why you are showing here? What is the thing that you are like? What is the stuff? What is the good that you have, that you own it in the earth, and you are showing attitude to them who are lower than you? You are also spending your life in that area. They are also doing that same thing. You are also doing hard working. They are also doing hard working. The difference is that you are rich and that guy is poor. They are doing their work at that level, at their level. You are doing your work in your level. If you are doing your the guy who you think that lower than you, if you don't have a courage to their work, then how can you show attitude to them? You cannot. You just show some humanity to them, because you have more than them. So you should respect to the things that you have. Do not show off. Do not feel prouder. Do not develop ego about it. You are lucky that you have lots of stuff, good, happiness. You can say lots of happiness. So don't feel ego. Don't create ego about it. Just show some respect. Just show some respect to the guy who are lower than you. Show some humanity. That will give you more courage to earn some more goods, some more happiness. But if you show them attitude that do not work at all, so think about it. I am Shariya. Hello there, I am Rakhi Pandey, and today I'm gonna go. I want to talk about happiness. where the happiness exists. Where happiness exists. In our social life, in our economic life, where? We have to find out. So in my view, I think that happiness lies in our peace. So we have to find out where the peace lies, where the peace exists. I can say that if you are in good scenario, if your circle is like enough to give you happiness, if your working class is enough to give you happiness, if your education is like well, if you are doing well, if you are feeling well about the things that happenings around you, then the surroundings can give you the happiness. So how can surrounding gives you happiness? Because all matters, all things matter with the, we can say that all tie with surrounding. Your happiness tie with surrounding. Let me get some example. Let put some example like that. If something happened in your surrounding, okay? We can say something happened with your family. That affect you. Of course, that affect you. So, some bullshit things happen with your family and you are totally disturbed with that. Your attachments got hurt, then you don't get the peace at all. Let's took another example at all. When in your school, you feel inferior about yourself, that you are low person, you don't have lots of intelligence in yourself, you feel that you are dumb. So how can it give you peace? Let took another example. You are a working woman and the place where you work, you don't get dignity at all. They show to you that you are girl, so you don't get the equal like dignity that get man also. You cannot get that dignity and respect. So how can you think that you feel peace about where you live, where you exist? Let's take another example. You marry someone, okay, and the guy gives you the a vibe that cannot give you the happiness. That vibe is like a feel yourself or giving pressure to you that you think, you feel that you are like lower than that man. You are a girl, you are a woman, that you cannot up to the guy. You cannot never. Your existence is in the kitchen and that's all. So how can you think that your peace exists there? So I think that your happiness, your peace lie with the surrounding. If your surrounding is better, if your surrounding is enough to handle with your peace, then you can be a happy person. This is the one thing I thought. So another thing, you have to deal with that scenario. Because in our 21st century, we cannot change our scenario, or we can say surrounding. This is natural thing. We cannot change our family. We cannot change our social life. Because this is community. We cannot have a right to change it. This is natural thing. So what we have to do is be become yourself a very powerful woman. Make yourself a very powerful to handle with that scenario. It can give you lots of happiness. It can give you peace. If you are able to handle with the scenario, then you can get that. whatever you think, that's happen. If you think that surroundings can give you the happiness, and if you are able to tackle the problem that surroundings give you, then you get the happiness, you get the peace, it all. So second thing is that you have to tackle with the problems that creating that coming in between your happiness or way of happiness. The second thing is that, or okay, so let's move ahead to third thing. Make yourself more powerful, make yourself more courageous woman, make yourself strongest enough, make yourself like tensile strength. Whenever you get stuck, whenever you get problem, whenever you get lots of difficulties in your way of happiness, then you have to have power to tackle with that. It will give you a lot of dhamaka in your life. You just feel happy about it. Whatever the sukh and dukh, that doesn't matter at all. So third thing is make yourself good enough to handle the situation that are coming in between your happiness, in between your peace. Third thing is that. Okay, so fourth thing is be with that situation. Do not think that you have run away from that situation and you get the happiness and all things that you need in your life. No, don't run away from the scenario, from the situation. You have a power to deal with it. So I think that face it and tackle and give a dhamaka to them and say them that you are powerful enough. You have a power. You have a lots of power to face it like that. Like pataka. Okay. So you can get your happiness by yourself. The surrounding cannot give you happiness. You are the one who give you happiness to you. It's you. It's totally you. If you make yourself enough good person, if you have a humanity, if you have a lots of like qualities that have that human have, if you know yourself, you don't, if you don't have a greed, a bad qualities in you, then you can get the happiness. By the way, if you have a like santushti, we can say like what is the word that use in English, I don't know, I don't like pet mein hai, mun mein nahi aa raha, is type ka cheez. So agar aapko santushti hai, then you can get that. What you desire, you can get that. So the meaning of happiness in my language is happiness belongs to you. Happiness exists in you. You are the one who can catch the happiness, who can give you the happiness. And no one can give you the happiness, by the way. Do not expect to anyone. You expect, we accept, expect also that ki, if we are giving to happiness to them, then they are also giving us back. So it never ever happened to us. Please stick with that words. Please do not expect with that you get back the happiness that you are given to another people. You cannot. By the way, you cannot. You are the one who can give you the happiness, and not a single people here to give you the happiness. Okay, so this is the thing, this is the matter. In my words, happiness meaning in my dictionary, by the way. Okay.